This is the TANcast Encore presentation. TANcast does not represent the stand-up of Team Bab.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
We interrupt this program for a TANcast baby news update. James Patrick Babb was born on November 3rd at 11:50 a.m. He was 7 pounds, 2.6 ounces, and 19 and a quarter inches tall. He and Mommy are resting comfortably with Big Brother Michael. In other news, Americans have for some reason decided that Republicans needed control of the Senate. Oh boy. We now return you to this encore presentation of a classic TANcast episode.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TANcast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this TANcast.
This week, Andy's mom is our guest for the entire show. Yet for some reason, the boys still continue to talk inappropriately. I don't get it either. But when you hear this sound...
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TANcast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special TANcast. All right, call it out, Tim.
Hey, I'm Tim, and I'm the T in TANcast.
Hi, I'm Andy, and I'm the A in TANcast.
Hello, this is Noah, and I'm Andy's mom's favorite son.
And joining us here today is...
Hi, I'm Mom, and I'm the M in... Mom.
We're a very special family.
Yes, we are.
Are we Mantocast? That doesn't work.
Mantcast.
Mantcast, that's what I meant to say.
Mant. Mant. I like it. Now we just need someone named Ulysses and someone named Steve, and we could be Mantis.
Ooh.
Actually, I guess I could have gone with Igor and Mantis, but I liked Mantus.
Yeah, or if we all die and will this to different people, we could be Smurfcast.
This is the kind of useless thing your son does every week with us.
Well, this is great. I was thinking more like something like Prometheus Cast. Don't you think?
Ooh, that would be...
That's a lot of people.
I was going to say, that would be quite a big... Just the introduction would take 50 minutes. Hi, I'm Peter. I'm the P in Prometheus Cast.
Well, we have to remember how to spell our own site name. All right, let's do the introduction. All right, wait, which one of us goes first? A, B, C, D, E, F. Tim!
Get in there.
What?
Huh?
All right.
You edit all this, right?
No.
People are signing up and listening to this.
Well, not this. This one's not out yet.
Ah, yeah, okay.
But soon, they will. They're going to be like, this is the best episode of TANcast ever.
Pretty soon, people in Australia will be hearing your voice, Andy's mom.
And Greece.
Oh, my God.
And Iran.
Don't forget the UK.
Where did you
run? The dude in Iran came back for a second listen. That's what's amazing to me. It's like, you know what? I need to hear some more of this.
That kicks ass. Hey, whoever in Iran is, like, risking imprisonment by listening to this, kudos to you, dude. Rage against the fucking machine.
However, whoever in our government is wondering we have an Iranian listener, go ahead and listen to the other 14 episodes, and I dare you to find anything that could be remotely threatening to our government.
Except for me.
Did you say...
I think you're a threat to Canada.
I am a threat to Canada. That is true.
Hey, we've got a Canadian listener, too.
And he's a threat to being awake.
You notice that she laughed instead of defending me?
Well, I was thinking it had something to do with a funeral. Awake?
No.
What?
Oh.
Oh, awake. Got it.
Yeah.
He could be. He could be a threat there too. Oh, great! Andy's going to talk. You got about 5 hours.
I thought you were going to go for the. Oh, great! Andy's going to hump a corpse again.
Aww.
Well, you would do that after you were talking.
Oh. Now, don't forget, Mom's on today.
I was going to say this is.
It's about time you found about your son's necrophilia.
Uncomfortably inappropriate with Andy's mom.
I sit here wondering what's wrong with myself. My mother's next to me. My newborn child is upstairs. My cat is sitting by ignoring me.
There are three generations in your house right now.
Oh, I just thought of a horrible joke, but I'm not going to say it.
Oh.
Why not?
I was just going to say you should be used to blank ignoring you and replace your cat with another word.
Kitty?
Dog?
Yeah, dog. Dog's ignored.
Monkey? No, this go is for the gusto. Say pussy.
This is the type of abuse your son used to get.
Yeah.
Used to?
He must miss it, since he wants to talk with you guys at least once a week.
He's like,
I think he does.
He's like, once a week, I need a daily dose of this.
You know, work can have its ups and downs. Home life can be hit and miss, but really for high quality abuse, you gotta come to Tim and Noah.
Anyone catch that I said once a week you need a daily dose of this, which makes no sense?
Well, actually, Tim, I did catch that, but I realized that what you probably do is tune in every day to the same Tancast for 6 days, and then on the seventh day you get a new one.
Ah! Way to make my bad speaking work.
No, she was making fun of the fact you have nothing better to do than to listen to yourself over and over and over again.
What do you mean? That's Tim's favorite thing to do.
No, it's his second favorite thing to do. His favorite thing to do is listen to himself over and over and over again and touch himself.
Oh!
My voice on is so sexy.
I still don't know.
On the nose, Andy's mom, on the nose. That's where I touch myself. Like I go beep.
If that's what you want to call it.
Nose is Tim's word for his penis.
No, it's not.
Sometimes he has to wipe up the snot.
Why are we saying these things?
I don't know.
Because it's true.
What, you're making my hands sweaty. All right.
I have that effect on women.
Hands are already sweaty.
Don't turn that into something.
I turned into something about Tim, though.
Oh, dear.
Does anybody else smell like a little bit of a, I don't know, like charcoal-y smell? Because I think this is the site going down in flames. Either that or it's that my soul escaping.
That reminds me, I looked us up on some sort of what is your site worth.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the website was, and it said we were worth, like, our site was worth $800, and it said, but this hasn't been updated in a while. Click here to update. I'm like, oh, let me update. Boonk, 125. I was like, well, I should have left it how it was.
We're devaluing our website.
You know, I was going to say maybe I should have my mom on during Thanksgiving, but if this is how you shitheads are going to behave, I'm going to say no.
Well, I would have to call her up, Tim, and say, you know, no, don't do it.
Yes. Tim, if your mom's going to be on, I'm going to come on and be the booger in Tancast.
Oh, don't even do it.
Oh, come on now. Speaking of boogers.
Yes?
The booger?
My mom has a thing against boogers.
Yeah, or anything. Snot, or, yeah.
Snot, nose hairs, anything nose related. She doesn't want to hear about it.
Yeah, so I sit here singing booger snot, booger snot, booger snot, 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 booger snot, booger snot, booger snot, snot, snot. Tim, play this for your mom later.
Yeah, count on that happening.
Does your mom ever listen to this, Tim?
Lord, no.
How about your mom, Noah?
She can barely work a computer. When I was living with her, I had to explain to her just about every day about how to work the DVR. She's like, how do I do this again? I was like, you had it before you even got here. What did you do before?
A DVR and a computer are two different things.
Oh, well, but it kind of, technology in general is my point, that she has a problem with it.
Okay, I got it. I know how to work a computer, but I don't know how to work a DVR.
Really?
But she also doesn't have a DVR.
Oh, well then. What, that's a top secret? No one must know that Andy's mom does not have a DVR. So,
yeah.
For the purposes of this discussion, she does.
Oh, she'd be deep-firing up. She'd be watching Project Runway and What Not to Wear and
Grey's Anatomy and... No!
What?
Did you say Skinamax?
What?
Oh, good old Emmanuel. She was in so many movies.
What?
I guess none of you? You remember Cinemax, where After Dark they had the special episodes of, softcore porn?
No, I don't, Noah. My Puritan values did not allow me to watch such filth. I was busy reading the Bible.
Right. But anyways, there was a whole bunch of movies starring Emmanuel.
Lewis?
That's Webster? Even more disturbing.
Oh, that would be wrong.
No, it wouldn't. MC Hammer just cheering him on.
Oh.
They became friends during the surreal life.
Oh, okay.
Did any of you ever see the episode of where, like, MC Hammer is, like, talking about, I think it was Corey Feldman taking a crap?
Yep.
No.
I made it out, I'm done.
I'm a professional.
How would Emmanuel know about that?
Well, no, it was MC Hammer was complaining because Corey Feldman was taking too long in the bathroom. Oh. And then we finally got back in the van. He's like, "What took you so long?" He's like, I was doing, number two or whatever. He's like, "Dude, when I'm out like a professional." See, it's like the idea of a professional crap taker.
I got to side with Corey Feldman. I think if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right.
We know how you side on.
Yeah, of course. What? People are waiting. Screw them.
I got a poo.
I've got dookies to take.
What, the house is on fire? I'm not done yet.
And we'll betide anyone who tries to come in while I'm in there.
Or after.
I have a smelly butt.
Charming.
I did see the Surreal Life episode where Vern Troyer was grunting like a monkey and peeing in the corner.
Oh, yeah, he was drunk.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think...
I miss...
I've been drunk. I've never peed in a corner, hopped onto a little rascal, naked, riding it around, peeing off the edge of it, and then rolling, grunting.
Not that you remember, you're too drunk.
I was like, I remember that happening every third weekend at the Tan House. Like, oh, Andy's drunk again.
Put the tarp down.
Gotta do the slip and slide like it's a Gallagher concert.
Oh, that's disgusting, Tim.
Speaking of like it's a Gallagher concert.
Oh, dear.
My kid's a freaking sprinkler.
I kick my feet back and forth. 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 I kick my feet back and forth.
Does his penis go back and forth? Boop, 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 boop. Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, like a rainbird.
Or does it just go, all of a sudden you just hear... And it comes in like a cascading flower.
All the air's coming up.
Yeah, I had flashbacks to that night walking through downtown San Jose. I got up. My wife's calling for help. She says, "Okay, I need help getting this this outfit off of him. He peed." I'm like, "Oh, he peed again?" She says, "Yeah, he peed twice." I'm like, dude, what does he think the diaper's for?
Well, you know what? I've noticed that if you, he's crying because he doesn't like his legs exposed, much less everything that's inside of a diaper. He doesn't like that part of his body exposed. And so he cries. But when he stops crying, that's when you have to watch out. It's not because he's calm. It's because he's concentrating.
See, your mom knows all the tricks.
Yeah, he said there's like, "I'm cold and I'm naked. I'm cold and I'm naked." All right, motherfuckers.
Whoa!
Now I'm warm. And so are you.
It's the calm before the pee storm.
Yeah, and apparently he's multi-chambered or something. Fire one. Oh, no? Okay. Fire two.
He's like a cow, but with bladders instead of stomachs.
So, Andy's mom, can you believe your son is now a dad?
Or your other son?
Wow.
Well, your other son. The both not sons. So good son.
I'm the non favorite.
He's the good son. I know, it's amazing.
Andy's the good son, but Than is the great son.
If Than were here, he'd be the good son, too. Don't you know how it works?
It's whoever's within earshot. You're the good son.
You're my favorite. No, you're my favorite.
I know how it works. You only have one kid, that way you don't have to make that decision.
No, I didn't ever say they were my favorite or not my favorite. I just said, you're the good son. Yeah. You're the good son. You're the good son.
Tim's mom had it real easy. Yeah. She would always just tell Tim, you know, you're my least favorite child.
Oh. Yep. You are both my favorite and my least favorite child. All wrapped up in one big bundle of disappointment.
You're her handsome son, Tim, though.
I was up in the middle of the night with a screaming baby. And just trying to bounce him and
yours,
rock him.
Yours? Or just you grab a random screaming baby?
I just went out and was like, oh, that baby's screaming. Mine now. And I was walking around, kind of like bouncing him and singing to him, trying to get him to calm down. And I don't even remember what song it was because it was like 4 in the freaking morning. And I'd had less than an hour of sleep at that point. So I just started singing a song and making up new words to go along with it. And I somehow managed to rhyme the word evaporated. Telling him that all of my hopes and dreams had evaporated.
And soon you will be shopping at Federated.
No, it was something much better than that. I should have written it down. I should have realized the genius of it.
Gone. No wonder he was crying. All my hopes and dreams have evaporated, now I have you.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He doesn't know words. He just knows tone, and it was a very upbeat tone.
He just knows, oh, Dad is talking. Why do I get the feeling this will never stop?
Maybe if I cry, he'll shut up.
Or at the very least, I won't be able to hear it. I'm going to start doing that on Tancast. When Andy goes on his Bill O'Reilly rants, I'm just going to go,
No, it's all upbeat. It was like, you have killed off all my dreams, and now I want to die.
And he sang.
That sounds like some song.
And so why, Dad, do you think I want to cry?
It's Sweet Georgia Brown, Noah.
Okay. Oh! Speaking of songs, did you hear I wrote to Noah about this. They're making Spider-Man into a Broadway musical.
Hey, I wonder what music they're going to use. Let me see if I can write a little bit. Now, if only we had lyrics to go with those lines.
The worst part of that is going to be when Mary Jane is sad about something and we hear Mary Jane's lament and it's a slowed down version of that, like, Spider-Man, Spider-Man, why'd you go and leave me? Something like, I don't know. You could just hear some Andrew Lloyd Webber schlock-ash version of that song.
No, if it was Andrew Lloyd Webber, it'd be way more overwrought than that.
And it had some cats. I don't know.
There's the black cat. Boom! Look at that comic knowledge. I'm doing a comics podcast after this, so I gotta keep my comic razor sharp.
All right, who was the original Green Lantern, Golden Age?
Hal Jordan.
I believe you're right.
Yay!
Who was the Silver Age Green Lantern?
Hal Jordan.
Was it Kyle Rayner?
I think actually Guy Gardner? Was Rayner. Hey, guess who's my friend? Wikipedia.
I'm like, is that a trivia question? Because I doubt that'll be covered at the comics podcast. Who's Andy's friend? I don't know. we've been friends for a while. Is that what you mean?
I heard he has other friends.
No, he doesn't have other friends.
The Golden Age Green Lantern was Alan Scott.
Oh, good old Alan Scott.
The Silver Age Green Lantern was...
Hal Jordan.
How about the Aluminum Age Green Lantern?
The Aluminum Age Green Lantern was Slappy McFuckpants. He was not very popular with the children. Mostly because parents objected to the name Slappy. They thought it led to violence.
I wonder if our listeners are as uncomfortable as Noah. Well, I can't speak for Noah, as I am, that Andy keeps swearing right in front of his mother.
Maybe she taught him to swear. She's like, "Come on, son, you need to learn these words later on in life."
You got to punctuate your F, son. Punctuate it.
No, it's the C, the CK. Andy, did I teach you that word? Andy?
Which word?
That friggin' word.
I think
she's trying to trick you into saying it. He's trying to trick you into saying it. Don't do it.
I think she means cock-a-doodle-doo.
No, she means fuck-a-doodle-doo.
Oh.
Dropped it.
Andy, no.
I actually remember the first time I cussed in front of my mom. I was mowing the lawn. I was pissed off about something, and then, like, the lawnmower...
Andy pissed off about something?
It was the first time.
Yeah, it was the very first time. It was amazing. It was like hell itself opened up. The demon that possesses me sometime crawled in, and I realized this world sucks, and I need to burn it all. No, like, lovely. The lawnmower was misbehaving, and I realized that it sucked, and I had to burn it all. And I, like, it stopped, and I, like, ran into, like, it dug into the ground, and I, like, ran into the bar to, like, bruise my chest or something. And I just kind of, like, muttered shit to myself under my breath, and my mom came flying out of the house, because she had been there for whatever else I was pissed off about and grumbling about. And so she was just out of earshot and was listening for me to mutter something. But, what did you just say? What? What do you mean? Did you just say... S-H-I-T? No, I said shoot! Oh, okay then. And she went back in the house, mowed a little bit further, and I went, I said shit. And kept mowing.
Nice.
Okay.
Way to stick it to the woo man.
Oh, I know.
It's going to be a wonderful day when you realize your child can repeat you.
Well, I want you to know that the first time I ever said the F word...
Was that Andy?
No, I was actually about 5 years old. My brother had taught me that word.
The joys of older siblings.
Yes, just you wait. You realize who's the older sibling now. Well, there's no sibling yet, but it could be baby Drew.
Yep.
He'll be the older sibling.
Mysterious Andy Jr. is going to teach Mysterious Andy Jr.'s younger brother. Since we don't make women.
Well.
We have a defective X chromosome. I think it's why we don't have souls.
That's exactly it.
We're creating an army of soulless men. Our own demon spawn.
Soulless soldiers.
Yeah.
Fighting for wrong.
I was telling somebody, because I can get along with people who are, like, exceptionally antisocial. Like, real geeks. No offense to anybody listening, but people who just live in Dungeons & Dragons and World of Warcraft and whatever. So, like, the real techie geek people, I get the lingo, I can talk to them, speak their own language without actually participating in any of those crazy subcultures like cosplay or anything. So I mentioned to somebody, I said, yeah, it's kind of like I can walk in both worlds. And then I remembered that in describing the Antichrist, it's often said that he would sit at the head of all tables, and I thought of how similar it was that I said that, and then that other thing. I'm like, so I don't think that makes me the Antichrist, but I may know him.
Nice.
Well, now I think maybe he's upstairs. I'm growing more and more certain of it the less sleep I get.
Wow, dude, you're not very far into this.
You just started.
This will be his fourth night home.
Aww.
No, he's awesome.
Just remember.
He is.
Just remember, if he gets too much, you can leave him on the doorstep of a hospital fire station.
Call Grammy.
Hey, if he gets too much, I'm going to donate him to the Republican National Convention.
Why would you do that?
Apparently they've got a thing for unwanted children.
What?
I just can't bring myself to make a joke about Sarah Palin's Down syndrome baby, so I'm going to turn that into it's her daughter's unwanted baby that her mom wouldn't let her get rid of.
Oh. I was like, I want to hear what Andy's mom has to say about these
rants. I was thinking about changing the subject.
Well, I actually have to get going.
Yes, you do.
So if you guys would like to continue without me and talk smack about me behind my back, you can feel free.
Tim's so stupid.
I haven't left yet, jackass.
Hate Tim.
Tim's so dumb.
How dumb is he?
Very dumb.
Bye, Tim. I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
We're off to your comic podcast. Your comic cast. What is it?
It's called Comics on Comics.
That's it.
Give
it. Oh, my. The Comics on Comics.
That sounds like something.
Stand up comics ask. About comic books.
Ah.
So it's not like girl on girl, but with funny people.
Yeah, it's not like crazy comic on comic action where, you know, Batman and Spider-Man are getting it on.
No, that was our kitchen table. No, it was the coffee table.
Well, is it a contest, and at the end of tonight, we'll know if you win?
Win what?
You know, the comic podcast. On comic.
Oh, well, there's no battle. It's basically like the show Politically Incorrect or in the McLaughlin Group if they didn't talk about anything important.
Ah, okay. All right, Tim. We'll let you go.
All right. Well, you guys, Andy's mom, it was a pleasure having...
It's leaving you speechless, well. I can tell. Oh, thank you.
Good thing I don't talk for a living. That would suck.
Bye, Tim.
Bye.
Bye, Tim.
You go to hell. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Andy and Noah can go to hell.
I love how this is all, I think, the most disconcerting for Tim.
Yeah, because
I'm going to take off as well.
Because I know all the bad things you've said about me, all the things that, you know, when you're ripping on Andy's mom. And here I am. You didn't say anything tonight.
Hey, yeah, Tim.
I'm sorry, what? Oh, I don't know what's wrong with my internet, but... Anyway, I love you, Andy's mom.
Love you too, Tim. Good night. Say hi to your mom.
Bye. I will.
Yeah, Tim, say hi to your mom from me.
Wink.
Oh, yeah. Tell her double hi from me.
Wink, wink.
Nice.
All right, everybody. Well, Tim's leaving. Noah's leaving. I'm sleepy. I don't think my mom could take much more of this. So, hope you all had a fun time with us on this very special episode of TanCast, where we aged my mother a couple of years. She's 34 now.
All right, nice one.
Uh-huh. See that? Kiss up right at the end.
That's right.
That's how I stay the good son.
That's right. Good job.
All right, so this is it. This is us, TanCast, signing off.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you same bat time, same bat channel, which is to say whatever the fuck we feel like it. Motherfuckers!
We'll be recording from Boston this weekend, so that should be exciting.
Ooh, Navy SEALs.
Well, one of us will.
Yeah. No, we're all just going to go to Boston. Surprise you.
Yep.
All right, Tim, we're here to hijack a plane. I mean, record TanCast.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to TanCast. If you like this show, please write us up a positive review in iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast through Stitcher, TanCast is available there now as well. As always, you can leave us a comment at our official website, TanCast.com, where you can also find links to our Twitter feed, @TanCast, or our Facebook fan page, or our official TanCast store at Zazzle.com/TanCast. If you want to send us an individual email, our emails are Tim@TanCast.com, Andy@TanCast.com, or Noah@TanCast.com. If you want to send us all an email at once or send in some jokes for TanCast, you can send those to fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com. Special thanks to DJ Technoid, who created the official TanCast theme, and special thanks to Angela, who created the official TanCast album art. All right, that's enough of my jibber-jabber for 1 week, and remember, kneel before Zod!
TanCast. It's got a hard ending.
Yeah, well, I'll let you... So many jokes. Mother too close.
I know where your mind is going.